You're listening to the Sisters in Loss podcast, a faith-based grief and loss podcast for Black women, where you will hear stories of miscarriage, infant loss, stillbirth, and infertility to learn there is a testimony in tragedy. You will learn how to heal, gain clarity, find hope and peace, and turn your pain into your purpose after loss. I'm your host, Erica M. McAfee.
All right. Thank you so much, Stacey, for being on the podcast.
Yep. Thank you so much for having me. It's really a great opportunity to be on with you, Erica.
Awesome. So for those of you who may not know you and what you do, can you share a little bit about your background and kind of what led you up into becoming the president of March of Dimes?
Sure. Yeah, thank you. So I am Stacey Stewart. I'm the president of March of Dimes. March of Dimes is an organization that is 80 years old, founded by President Roosevelt, originally founded to address the polio crisis 80 years ago. And we did that. And once we accomplished that, we moved on to other issues affecting babies and children, newborns especially. And our biggest focus in more recent years has been on the issue of premature birth, which affects almost 400,000 babies born in this country, 15 million around the world. It is the leading cause of death for children between the ages of 0 and 5. Prematurity and the consequences of being born prematurely are the leading causes of infant mortality in the world. And we have particular issues with respect to outcomes around moms and babies, especially for women of color and especially for African-American women. So that's what we do at the March of Dimes, and I can talk more about all the things that we do to try to make a difference in improving the health of moms and babies. But I became president 2 years ago. Actually, in about a week, I'll be celebrating my second year anniversary. And I came to the March of Dimes after having served as the U.S. president for United Way and head of all of our global impact at United Way. And then spent 17 years at Fannie Mae and half that time as president and CEO of the Fannie Mae Foundation. And actually started my career on Wall Street. So I've had quite a little career, a variation over time. But I came to the March of Dimes because I was just so, you know, in love with the organization, our mission, what we do, our history, the legacy, but the opportunity to really make a difference for so many women in terms of their health and the health of our babies, which is, I don't think there's anything more important than that. I'm also the first African-American to serve as the president of the March of Dimes, so it's always quite an honor to serve in this position and carry on an amazing legacy from one of our greatest presidents. So it's great to be on with you and talk about some of the issues that affect so many of your listeners and affect so many women of color and African-American women in this country.
Absolutely. So as you talked about and you mentioned, the U.S. has the highest rate of maternal mortality in the developed world, you know, and one thing that I loved and kind of how we connected with your blanket campaign, you know, you all laid your blanket change campaign. You had laid over 700 blankets on the mall of women who die each year. And, you know, over 50,000 women suffer from severe complications during pregnancy and in their postpartum period. So a lot of my listeners can relate to this because majority of them are women of color and African-American women who have underlying health conditions that may cause them to go into labor preterm. They may lose their babies and then they have problems to stay pregnant and their children may end up in the NICU. So March of Dimes is very important. The work that you all are doing to many of my listeners, and I know a lot of them support local walks and things that you all do. So thank you for coming over to the March of Dimes and being the face for a lot of the Black women that listen to us. We salute you and we appreciate you and all the work that you're doing. So I want to talk about the blanket change campaign that you all have done. Can you take us back on the journey to starting this campaign and then how you all have actually gone to Congress and actually talked about what the initiatives that you all want to do?
Sure, absolutely. So we launched a campaign on October 10th to really call attention to the issue of maternal mortality and morbidity. As you mentioned, Erica, we have some of the worst rates of maternal death as compared to any other developed country in the world here in the United States. Each year, 700 women die as a result of pregnancy and childbirth. But what's even more striking is the fact that another 50,000 women almost die, become so severely ill as a result of pregnancy and childbirth that they almost die. And they're what we call near misses. And we felt that this and so many other outcomes with respect to moms and babies, like the issues around prematurity, infant mortality, especially as they affect women of color in this country, are such an urgent health crisis that we felt we needed to do even more to raise awareness, to build an understanding, certainly by with our policymakers here in Washington, but with everyone around the country, to make sure that we all know that these are really conditions we shouldn't tolerate here in the United States of America. We're the wealthiest country in the world. We spend the most money of almost any country in the world on healthcare. And here we are getting some of the worst outcomes, especially for women of color, as compared to any other wealthy country in the world. So what we did was, and we felt that as we head into the midterm elections, this is really a tremendous opportunity to get everyone involved in doing what they can to make a difference. And I know everyone wants to be able to say, this is such a big issue, but what can I do individually as a person? Well, there's a lot we can do. There's a lot each one of us can do. And one of the things that we can do is, as we head into the midterm elections, is get out and vote. Get out and vote for the leaders in this country who can make a difference, who can pass legislation and create policies that address some of these urgent issues that we're facing, and actually do things to expand many of the kinds of resources and supports that women need to be healthy themselves and to have healthier babies. So we launched this campaign called Blanket Change, with the idea that we want everyone to take action, to ask especially their member of Congress or the candidate in a congressional race, to publicly take a stand on social media around this agenda that we call the Blanket Change Agenda, which is really a policy agenda. It includes five different elements of it. And I can go through five of them really quickly. Basically, they include expanding access, healthcare access for women, making sure that all women have access to the care they need to make sure that they can have healthier pregnancies and deliver healthier babies. It includes making sure that women, that we all know that there is maternal mortality legislation that's pending in Congress. We need everybody to support that legislation, especially anyone coming into Congress next year. We need to make sure all health plans cover people with pre-existing conditions and make sure that those don't go away. We need to make sure all health plans cover maternity and newborn care. That's been at risk with some of the pulling back from the Affordable Care Act, so we need to preserve that. We need to make sure that moms don't have to trade maternal health benefits to afford health coverage, that all health plans include maternal health benefits. And then lastly, there's legislation that's pending right now, the Preemie Act, which expands research and services for premature babies and their families. We're calling for the reauthorization of the Preemie Act as well. So there are five kind of elements that are a part of this blanket change agenda. We don't ask everyone to remember all five of those things. I just want to make sure your listeners knew what some of the change is all about that we're demanding members of Congress take action on next Congress, even in the remaining weeks of this Congress after the election. And for more information, everyone can go to marchofdimes.org/blanket change. And from there, you can read about the Blanket Change Agenda. And you can also use the tools that are right there to tweet a member of Congress or candidate in the race, whether they're Republican or Democrat, and ask them to take a stand to support the Blanket Change Agenda. So these are things that each one of us can do to make a difference. It starts with going out and voting. It also includes being a part of a broader campaign, this Blanket Change campaign, to make sure that our voices are heard in this election. And we know that Black women have huge influence over elections. We've seen that happen time and time again. And I think Black women's voice is going to make a huge difference in these midterm elections as well.
Absolutely. And our voice definitely matters when it comes to elections. We definitely saw that in Alabama earlier. And we know that we're going to show up and show out in this election. So I'm happy that you brought all of that up. But I always like to bring it back to the main reason why we need to feel empowered to vote, especially the folks that listen to this podcast. You know, we know the burden it is to have a child or just to bring a healthy baby home, you know, all the financial burden and then just having insurance just to cover it. you know, all the many doctor's visits that we may have to go since we're considered high risk because of all of the other underlying issues we may have. So I appreciate you sharing that.
Yep.
Let's talk about any other new legislation that you know that's coming up or coming down the pipeline around maternal mortality and infant mortality in the U.S. And how is March of Dimes helping play a role to help shape that legislation?
Well, the March of Dimes has always been an organization as we focus on moms and babies and making sure that moms and babies are as healthy as they can be. Women are as healthy as we can be. We've always been involved in several different areas. So the first has been around medical research, and that's been a huge part of our work. But I would say advocacy has always been a part of our focus at the March of Dimes, both at the federal level and the state level. So we've always been actively engaged in advocating and even lobbying for bills that would improve health outcomes for moms and babies, whether that's around expanding access to care, whether it's around things like smoking cessation programs or other kinds of resources and supports that all women need and all moms and babies need. We also are very involved in expanding programs at a local and state level to make sure that there are access to more resources. Programs like group prenatal care, you know, we know is a very effective way, especially for women of color, to feel supported during pregnancy and help improve their birth outcomes. That's a program that we are looking to expand and scale all around the country. It is an evidence-based program, and it's been shown to reduce the risk of premature birth by up to 40% for women of color. And so those are just some of the things that we've done at the March Dimes and continue to do. And we do that with the support of so many people who give to us and support our efforts. But you mentioned legislation, and I'll just go back to a couple things that are really right on the front burner. First of all, I'll just go back to the Preemie Reauthorization Act, which is a federal law, and it's the only federal law that's been dedicated to the prevention and the treatment of preterm birth. It's a reauthorization bill. It passed the Senate in September. We're really optimistic that the House of Representatives will take action in November, but we know that they'll be prompted to do so if we let them know, let Congress know, let our members of Congress know, and let all members know and all candidates know that we need them to take action on this as soon as members are back in November. The other pieces of legislation that are pending right now that are all really critical are those surrounding maternal mortality. So I was just on the Hill and testified on the Hill a few weeks ago in support of H.R. 1318, which is the Maternal Mortality Accountability Act. It is a companion bill to a Senate bill that has already passed the Senate, the Preventing Maternal Death Act. And then there are other pieces of legislation that have been proposed by really terrific and very supportive senators like Senator Kamala Harris, Senator Cory Booker, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, and others, a range of different bills. And also on the House side, by Congresswoman Robin Kelly, Congresswoman Jamie Herrera Butler actually is the big sponsor for H.R. 1318. But there are several members who have put forth legislation that would deal with the various aspects of maternal mortality. And these are all included, again, in under this blanket change agenda. One way to make sure that your voices are heard on this, again, is to go to marchofdimes.org/blanket change. And you can tweet your member of Congress and let them know you support these many of these bills. And all these bills are included because we think all of them have various aspects to them that are very supportive of improving the health of moms and babies. The H.R. 1318 bill that I testified on specifically speaks to the formation of maternal mortality review committees. So one of the things about these deaths around childbirth and pregnancy is that we really do not have all the data and all the information that we need about why these deaths are happening. So you mentioned the fact that, yes, there are a lot of women that may have had some sort of pre-existing conditions or some sort of underlying health conditions that may be increasing their risk of having complications during pregnancy and childbirth, possibly even leading to death. But what we also know is that 60% of many of these cases are potentially avoidable with access to better care and with the right kinds of protocols being put in place to protect their lives. We actually could do more as a health system to protect many of these women. But in order to know that, we have to have better data. We have to have better information so that hospitals, doctors, and all of us together can work better and more effectively to prevent these deaths. And if we have these maternal mortality review committees, that will allow us to form, to get, collect that data and to put in place interventions that can actually protect more women's lives. So those are some of the things that are really happening right now that we can all take action on. Eric, if I could mention one other thing, though, with the blanket change agenda, we actually issued a report, which is also on that website that I mentioned at marchagons.org/blanket change, a new report called Nowhere to Go, Maternity Care Deserts Across the United States. So one of the things that we looked at the Marchagons is how easy is it for women to get access to care, whether they're in an urban area or a rural area. And we found that there are counties that we now call maternity care deserts that offer virtually no obstetric care. About 35% of all counties in the U.S. have no hospital that offers obstetric care, no OB, no OBGYNs, and no trained certified nurse midwife. This affects about 5 million women who simply don't even have access to care close to where they live. And this is just simply unacceptable. You know, women, if they become pregnant, and we know about half of women actually become pregnant and it's either unexpected or unplanned at that time, that means that they need access to care almost immediately. They need to be able to get in to see a doctor. They need prenatal care as soon as they find out that they're pregnant. And for too many millions of women, this is just very, very difficult. Not only that, about 10 million women lack even access to health insurance. This means that they may not even have insurance to be able to see a doctor if they become pregnant. And then we also know that there are lots of doctors who don't see women, especially African-American women and other low-income women, if they are covered by Medicaid, which makes it also more complicated for those women. So what we've got is a real crisis in terms of access to care, affordability of care, access to prenatal care, even before delivering the baby. And again, blanket change is what we're calling for, and we're demanding that we have blanket change to improve holistically health outcomes for moms and babies across the country.
Awesome. Thank you so much for diving deeper into it. I think that helps, gives the listeners a better perspective on what we need to do as far as getting to the polls tomorrow on November the 6th. So thank you for sharing that. So is there anything else that we can do to support March of Dimes in these efforts going forward? Your donation links. I know there's a lot of walks that people have across the country. What can we do? What other things can we do to help support the organization?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I think a couple things. One is that we would love support for our mission. That's really important to us. For us to do this important work, for us to have a strong voice, it requires resources. And so if your listeners will go to marchofdimes.org, there's a donate button there. You'll find it when you go to see our page on Blanket Change. It's all there. And also, we would love for everyone to get involved in sharing their stories. So go to Blanket Change, go to March of Dimes, and share your story. If you've had a loss of an infant, if you've had a baby that was born prematurely, if you have had a difficult pregnancy, if you had a challenging experience trying to see a doctor or getting in to see a doctor, tell us your stories. I mean, I think that's the most powerful thing, is that it's, my voice is just one of many. I think the most powerful voices are the voices of the women that you're empowering, Erica, listening to this podcast, the women who've had these experiences. Those stories are far more powerful in helping us to change the climate, to improve the health of moms and babies, than even just the one voice from the March of Dimes. We want to be that platform. We want to be the place where, if you want to come on our Instagram page or share on any of our social media, tag us, tell us your story, do a short video and share that story and tag Blanket Change. We have Prematurity Awareness Month that has kicked off in the month of November. So those are going to be, that's the whole month of November is a powerful moment to share those stories. And so we really want to make sure that everyone is very much involved in tagging us at March of Dimes. My Twitter is at March of Dimes PRZ. If you want to tag me, I'd love to reshare your stories. And I'm also on Instagram as well, and also Facebook. The other fun thing to do, I would say, is that we just launched something called a gift catalog, where you can make a gift of caring to help support a woman, to make sure that she has access to group prenatal care services, or that you can help fund another hour of research for us to find some of these cures and causes of premature birth and other challenges that women face. So there are lots of ways to get involved. Marchofdimes.org, donate, follow us on social media. Follow me on social media too, because I love to share these personal stories of what I'm doing and on behalf of the organization, on behalf of moms and babies, and continue to get involved locally. We have March of Dimes efforts everywhere in all of the big cities, major cities, all across the country. So, and you can get involved locally as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Stacey, for being on the podcast. I'll make sure I link all of her links in the description box and the show notes for everyone. So you can definitely follow her because she's extremely responsive. It's the reason why I got this interview. And I'm so happy that she took time out to share with our listeners and share, you know, exactly what the March of Dimes is doing and how we can help out and go vote tomorrow. So if you ain't here today, please go out and vote tomorrow. Your voice matters, and it's the reason why we are here and we're doing the work we're doing as far as sharing our stories around pregnancy loss and infertility. Thank you again, Stacey, for being on the podcast.
Okay. Thank you so much, Erica, and everyone go and vote.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I pray that this show was inspirational and a blessing to you. For show notes, visit ericamcafee.com/podcast. Please join us in our offline discussions and our private Facebook group by going to sistersinloss.com. If you're listening in Apple Podcasts, please rate and subscribe to us and leave us a 5-star review. I pray that you all have a blessed week. Keep the faith, and I'll talk to you next Wednesday.